It's so bad.
These are some of the most famous and horrifying pictures of human suffering in the world, whether it be famine, war, or Daft Punk at the Grammys. You can also, for some reason, get that one.
Hey, Megan.
Oh, my.
Yes.
This is God Is Dead,
the podcast about the worst content on the internet.
The Your Pants Challenge.
We're not just telling these stories for nothing.
Yeah, the gay potion.
It's to answer one simple question.
Is this all proof that God has abandoned us?
Or are we going to be okay?
Chillfully thus far.
And today on the pod, I wanted to talk about NFTs.
Oh, they're back? I thought that was kind of a dead meme, especially after the big crash. Like, I mean, who's buying them anymore? Oh, wait, let me guess. Everything's an NFT. A ticket's an NFT.
It's not so much about who's buying them, but who's selling them. And what exactly is one of the ones they are selling?
Don't get too attached to us. One day we're going to become NFT, like little assholes that trick you into wasting money.
Oh, that's how it works.
That's our goal. God Is Dead, non-fungible episode.
Falling.
I don't know what the hell that could
You're
mean.
You're going to regret laughing at it because that's quite a dark reference.
Oh.
Oh!
Great. What are we talking about?
We are talking about GameStop NFTs.
Well, so that you can buy an NFT of like selling 9 games to get 1 game for like $10 off?
Nah, not quite. Okay, so do you know what OpenSea is?
No.
So OpenSea is a platform. It's like a marketplace on which you can put NFTs, buy NFTs, trade NFTs. So imagine one of those owned by GameStop. Now, GameStop historically, quick little recap.
Well, shit, didn't they get fucked up because there was a mass internet campaign to game the share market or whatever it is to then make the price of GameStop fluctuate insanely, and then everyone buys them and then it does the other thing and then they profit off it. And basically, some people lost everything by getting in too late. Some people got in early. And GameStop now is probably worthless after all of that, I suppose.
Well, what was really cool about that is there were a lot of people, whales, financial whales, people who hold a lot of money, or these billionaires. You know how we all hate the billionaires now.
Of course,
yeah. And they were shorting GameStop. So they were basically placing a financial bet that GameStop was a sure thing that would just lose and die. And if that happens, then yeah, we got heaps of money. And then when people found out that there were all these shorts placed against GameStop, all of these people like started in Reddit and then just moved out, started buying the driving up the price of the GameStop share, which meant not only were they making money, but they were actively making all these billionaires and tech moguls lose money.
So actually, it was actually a retaliation.
Yes.
The thing that was started.
No, it was quite beautiful. Okay. And it's like this little beautiful moment of Robin Hood style justice. I personally loved it as a spectator. Didn't buy any.
Yeah, that's why you love it.
Yeah, that's why I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
This YouTuber I like, he's got this video where he is explaining it and he's like, and I actually got in right here at the peak and then I lost everything.
Oh, fuck, dude. There's some people that really did get messed up by that.
Yeah, which is kind of brutal. So yeah, it went up, went down, it fell. But GameStop had a little bit of a taste of what it's like to play with the internet. So in February of this year, they make this market. This NFT marketplace.
God, now, what did they learn their lesson?
Game, stop.
Yeah.
All right. So the difference though, and this is the key difference. So on a marketplace, there is some money which will go to the hosting website.
Mm.
I mean, it's almost like a merchant transaction.
Yeah. Like you buy something off Depop and Depop get a bit of the profit.
Yeah. Or you use Wikipedia and Jimmy Wales keeps asking you for $20.
Yeah, you get that yellow like, please stop scrolling.
Come
Import
on, guys.
It now.
Wikipedia will
now.
Close next week. It'll close next week, guys, I swear.
We'll only ask you this once every fucking month.
Okay, sidebar. We are about to review some NFTs that do feature some very horrifying moments of human suffering in photograph form, and they're largely from history. So if this is something that you don't want to see, maybe don't look at the screen for this one, or if you really, really just don't want to hear about it, maybe check out another episode. Alrighty. Here is the freaking story.
Okay.
Right. OpenSea's, anybody can put an NFT there. GameStop, these are curated by GameStop. Which means every NFT that you see on GameStop has to be picked by someone.
Okay.
So if you see a rogue NFT, you know that this was approved by the team.
Yeah, okay.
So
well, and this maybe part of their, you know, a side effect of the GameStop incident of last year is that they got a little taste of being a headline as well. Mm-hmm. So maybe they're chasing that clout again. Mm-hmm. This clout should be funny, bro.
Now, that was in February. They wish they had made a headline. Unfortunately, they made a headline last week. With a particular NFT, which has now been taken down, called Falling Man. Can you describe what you're looking at?
if you've seen this photo, then you know what I'm talking about. This is the guy.
One of the most iconic photos in history.
While 9/11 was happening, obviously people were, you know, having to make this brutal choice to face the fire or to jump. And there's a picture of one guy, this almost like bald sort of man, falling like head first. What could force someone to do that is an incredibly horrific terrorist attack. So, yeah, it's one of the most powerful pictures that
emerged
from that fucking decade. Yeah.
And now it's an NFT.
Now you can buy it. And then the whole point of NFT is it's art, right? Oh, so, God. Well, bro, it's not just NFT. I could hang it in my house. I could have it on a TV in my house. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, okay, so this isn't actually the falling man. So what you'll see here is this is an astronaut. So this was made by an AI artist.
Oh, fucking hell, okay.
And an AI artist, this isn't just an AI. This is somebody who is going for an effect using AI to get there. So imagine it's just like a glorified Photoshop artist.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they knew exactly what they were doing. It's
well, they've called it Falling Man.
That's
the name of it.
Yeah, and then they've instead got this sort of like shitty digital art astronaut who's going down.
Not in space. They're clearly in front of a tower.
Yep, and they are charging, as you can see, 0.029 Ethereum, which I guess is roughly, imagine, $1,000.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Overpriced.
Hey, bro, you want this problematic JPEG?
I wouldn't buy that as a fucking painting. Like, who wants to commemorate that in general, in any way?
It's funny that you should say that.
Well, GameStop, their reasoning? Do they have a
No, GameStop a immediately took it down.
Okay.
But what this led me to was realizing that, yes, this is pretty fucked up, and it's fucked up that GameStop also curated this and thought, hey, this is a pretty cool piece of digital art.
Yeah.
An astronaut doing one of the most horrific, like replicating one of the most horrific photos ever taken in this century.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. But this led me down a thread of being like, hang on, if this is an artwork copy of the original, is there any scumbag out there who's just selling the photo themselves?
Yeah, okay.
Somebody who didn't take the photo, who's put the photo on OpenSea and is now selling it as an NFT.
Isn't that the whole criticism that NFTs had was like, you know, you can't guarantee that it is originally by the artist. You could just take a pic and put it up there, right? Like that was
one of the whole criticism, you know. And meanwhile, like the sort of ethos of it is that the first artist will always get paid because of how the royalties work.
Right.
Fuck. Look at this. Somebody's done it. Somebody is selling the photograph of the falling man. I don't know what else to say.
There's people on this right now looking at it.
Yeah, man. And this person, look at their collection.
Oh, my God.
Yep. This is what they're doing.
Oh, my God.
They've called it provocation.
Oh, get
real. As if that somehow justifies.
Edgy NFT.
I know. It's so bad.
These are some of the most famous and horrifying pictures of human suffering in the world, whether it be famine, war, or Daft Punk at the Grammys. You can also, for some reason, get that one.
They've got the infamous baby cage photo.
Oh, man, it's Hitler.
They've got Hitler.
Oh,
they've got the first ever facial transplants done.
Nice.
They've got...
These aren't... But like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You've got to be an idiot to buy this because these obviously, a photo from 1942 was not taken, like, and the original artist has not been like, yeah, hell yeah, let me make the NFT profit off that. They're dead, presumably.
And yet this person is just put in there. And I mean, like, are we surprised that an NFT seller is a scumbag? Are we surprised, Bryce?
Hell no.
Hell no. Should
hell
we judge
no.
it?
Let's judge this.
Final judgment.
If you've never listened to the podcast before, the final judgment is where we take the case. We ask, does it prove that God's dead, has abandoned humanity? There's no hope whatsoever. The falling man, NFT, you know, celebration of exploitation and horrible moments. What are we thinking?
God's dead. There's no way God's alive. I mean, oh God, any way you want to look at it, it's...
Every angle.
Every single angle. So have you seen that meme that went around last week that was, you know, the vomiting person? And it's like me remembering
I was living in the moment
when I could have been exploiting my experience for content.
Yeah.
And I think that's like a funny personal anecdote. And it's also just like a tragedy of how much social media has infiltrated our entire lives.
Man, the amount of people that are even just like living in a moment, and it's going to sound so weird, living in a society, whatever, but
hit us.
The amount of people that kind of, you know, it's almost like they're perceiving things through the lens of an audience rather than like their own head. I've said this before, but it's like living and thinking, how does this look in third person? That can happen to the anyone, to absolutely anyone that's in online. You don't have to be like...
I notice it in myself all the time.
Hell
sometimes
yeah.
Sometimes I'll be doing stuff and I'm like, how would this be perceived if it were a video?
Could I make it a video? Like, yeah, whatever, completely. Whatever.
And I hate myself every time I have that thought. I'm like, content brain.
Yeah. And this tunnel vision just makes people, you know, lose all perspective on anything and all those things. It's like, you know, well, don't hate the player, hate the game, homie. It's like, well... I'm hating both at this point. And I think I can. Like, I just, that's so dog.
It is. So, yeah, to be taking photos you didn't even take. So that's the first crime.
Yeah, that would already be a God is dead moment.
That already don't like. Then obviously, yeah, photos of intense human suffering. And then you're using them to profit.
Provocation.
Provocation.
Art's meant to provoke.
Oh, God. Go back to private school,
Photos did provoke. They did do that.
Yeah, I suppose you did.
And now you're watering them down by making them. And it, like, it's because it's... No.
I actually think, yeah, the original photos did provoke.
Exactly.
I actually think they've also achieved their mission statement in provoking by profiting off them, but not in the way that they think they are.
Yeah.
More in like, dude, you're a fucking dickhead. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big God is dead moment. Doesn't get more dead than that.
T-O-U-R Tour.
Tour is on live. Check the dates if you've got one near you. Please bring some friends. This is the thing. We don't do this ever again. It's not getting put out as a podcast. It's too raw for audio. It's absolutely way too raw. And it's different to the pod. You don't need to be a listener. You can have listened to every episode and still enjoy it. You can listen to none. The goal is it stands alone. It's its own little thing. So please... Everyone in the description now. Or else.
Or else Bryce will take a photo of you crying and sell it on OpenSea.
I'm not above it.
And then I'll make digital art and sell it on the GameStop shitty version.
Yeah.
God is Dead NFTs in the description.
Strudler69 online.
Bryce V. Mills.
And TikTok, YouTube, everything in the description below.
Just get it.
Do what you gotta do. Make sure you just keep grinding.
Love you.
Love you.
Case closed.